Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the 2017 College Pro Players Platform Show. And we're with the Michigan lineman standout, Kyle Kalis. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. And with that said, he is also an invitee to the 2017 Reese's Senior Bowl, the finest collection of collegiate talent that you can find as we approach the 2017 NFL draft. But with that said, Kyle, we appreciate you taking some time.
Thank you.
What's it like being down here in Mobile, man?
Well, first of all, it's a hell of an intro, so thank you. but being down here in Mobile, it's awesome. You know, being... when you come into college, it's kind of one of those things that you kind of always want to work for, you know, with the end goal being you want to go to the NFL. It's kind of just known that the Senior Bowl is one of the best ways to get there. You know, last week, went to the Shrine Game, showed what I had, so I got the invite here, which is my plan going into the Shrine Game last week. So I'm here now. First practice is over. It's the best guys in the country here, so like it's an awesome opportunity. You know, every practice is like a game. You know, you can't take any plays off because every rep you're making money or losing money. So
true.
Yeah,
definitely. And I saw you down last week at the Shrine Game, and I have your number. I will text you my notes.
Beautiful.
I had your notes, and I said, yeah, you were the plus guy. You had the pluses.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just trotting your number down, and
I was going for heads out there. I was trying to make some hits.
You guys were ferocious.
Yes, we were.
Did it help having your teammate Magnuson down there? I don't know, maybe confidence in numbers, maybe?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. You know, we had seven guys down there, and then me and Dave got invited here, so we have seven guys here. So it's like a family reunion, you know? It's nice seeing guys and stuff, you know, seeing them again. It's nice, but it's also sad because this is the last time possibly I could play with these guys forever, you know? So unless we get drafted the same team or something, which would be awesome, but just trying to take it all in.
Yeah, and it's awesome. And, you know, you talked about the idea of making it to this level and obviously playing on one of the biggest, you know, college campuses, college stages, you know, in Ann Arbor. You know, you could arrive there and bomb, but you don't. I mean, but when does it kind of start to sink in that, you know what, I can become an NFL guy?
You know, for me, it was really an early age, being around my dad who played for a while. You know, he never forced me to play football, but it was kind of one of those things that I knew deep down I wanted to do, and I knew deep down I could compete with the best, I could play with the best. So, you know, to be honest, from day one I came on to Michigan, you know, my goal was to go to the NFL, and, you know, just having that dream, you know, kind of becoming a reality. You know, hopefully it does, and if I just keep performing and doing my thing and listening to coaching and stuff, you know, it's all working together. The plan's coming together.
Yeah.
It's beautiful when a plan comes together.
You know, and I, you know, people who listen to the show know that, you know, they probably know who I have crushes on and who I don't. But in Timbers of Wolverines, I mean, you know, I do root for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big college fan.
Appreciate it.
I'm not a big college fan, but I do like seeing the Maine Blue be successful. And with that said, I love the tenacity and ferociousness of the guys that they put on the offensive line like yourself. So,
yeah.
I mean, how is that kind of bred into you guys? I mean, because it just seems like you all have it. You just carry that on, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where that comes from. You know, I don't know if that's because I've always been the bigger kid, you know, but I've always, from a young age, I've played almost every single sport except for soccer. You know, nothing against soccer.
Yeah,
but you know, every sport I played.
No, wait, I don't want to get in a fight with you. But so you do have a problem with lacrosse, though.
Huh?
You do have a problem.
No. So I play lacrosse.
Okay.
I play lacrosse because
tennis?
I play tennis. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Can I get you on something? How about horseback riding?
I've rode horses before.
I'm gonna get you on something. Badminton. Professional ping pong.
I played. My dad actually. He. A story about my dad. He could have went to Arizona State on full ride for a tennis scholarship.
Really?
And he had offers coming out to be a pro from high school. He was a killer. He's a killer tennis player.
Wow.
And so he came out of high school maybe like 220, but then, you know, he got up to like 285, 290 at Arizona State. But he's a real athletic dude. But so I think I get some of my stuff from him. But yeah, from a young age, I always kind of just lean towards sports where I could hit somebody, and, you know, I don't know, that's just, it's kind of just like, I just like that,
yeah.
It's kind of like an innate quality And, you know, football is the best sport for that. You know, it's like stuff you do on the field. If you do it in public, you know, you get arrested. If you do it on a football field, you, you know, you get praised for it. So
yeah.
It's ironic, but I love it. So I love it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, I'm Kyle Kalis here on the C2P. If you missed any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and then this draft bio at collegetopro.com. And, you know, we kind of joked around before going live tonight that this is going to be a fun podcast. And there's nothing like watching a kid and admire what he's doing on the field, and then you get the opportunity to go one-on-one with them. You just kind of walk more amazed and pleased, and what a great personality.
With that said, yep. I mean, you're down here because you're one of the, you know, the better guys out there. I mean, what do you think makes you special? I mean, if you're in the film with these scouts, what are they going to love about you?
So me personally, I'm a football junkie. So,
all right.
You know, when I watch a game or when I'm breaking down an opponent, you know, first time I go through the film, I'll watch for, you know, the downs, look for tendencies and stuff. Go through it again, I'll look for tendencies of the guys I'm playing, and then, you know, I'll watch it again and again to see if I can pick anything up. Linebackers, you know, tapping the ass or, you know, anything like that. And I love watching film. Personally, I love working out. You know, I'm a huge believer that a lot of the things you do in the weight room transfer over directly to the field. So, you know, whether that's explosive exercises or, you know, curls for the girls, you know, it all plays a part, you know. So, you know, I think guys love my tenacity in the weight room. I've always been a leader in the weight room and stuff. And when it comes to the field, you know, that's the best part of the day. You get to actually put it all together and, you know, see all your work, you know, come to fruition. And it's an awesome feeling knowing that you have three technique along, you know, in front of you, and, you know, just a couple days ago, you're benching, you're like, oh, I'm the benchest guy off the line. And, you know, it's a really cool feeling just being in this spot, and I'm so lucky to be here, and it's just all I can say. It's
yeah,
awesome.
It's a great experience. I'm glad you appreciate that. It always kind of takes it back. What are you doing your combine prep at?
So I'm down in Phoenix with LaCharles Bentley at O-Line Performance.
Oh, you're with LaCharles?
Yeah. The past couple of years, you've done kind of bigger classes, but he wanted to be more individualized this year. So right now it's just me and Pat Elflein from Ohio State. So we're down in the room together. You know, I taught him how to play guitar and everything. So he's jamming. He's jamming down there. And I got him playing power chords in like less than 2 weeks. So he's repping it out. And I'm getting better. He's getting better. And that's kind of our thing is, you know, when we're away from training or football or the film room with LaCharles, and you know, it's music all day for us.
Electric?
So I'm
acoustic?
I'm more of an acoustic guy, but you know, it's the same kind of stuff. You know, I can plug in, I can play electric, I can shred a little bit. You know, I'm not like a Hendrix type guy, but you know, I can hold my own. And then, so you know, back here in Arbor, I used to do live shows here and there, so it's kind of a thing for me.
Awesome, man. That's why we love doing the show, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think we're getting that information out anywhere else.
Yeah.
So what's the song? I mean, song of choice. I mean, if you're doing the Kyle Kalis concert, everybody's wound up. It's the end of the night. You're about to go off stage. This is the finale. What's the whole song?
So it's funny. We actually, me, my buddy Brennan, who I played a lot with, he's actually moved out to L.A. He's gonna produce music with another guy out there who's done stuff with like Big Sean and some people like that. But so we were jamming, and so this girl who sings, her name's Talia. We put together a show for this lacrosse / sorority party. It was about like 80 to 100 people there and stuff. So we were jamming. We had a set of like 6-7 songs, and at the end everyone was like encore, and we're like, we didn't rehearse anything else. What are we gonna do? And then so Brendan turns to me, he goes, play Simple Man. That's your song. And I was like, you want me to play it by myself? He's like, yeah. So I sat there by myself, had the mic, and then, so Simple Man is my go-to. You know, I sat up there, I sang it, played it, and people, you know, front row, there was this girl watching me, and after I sang my first verse, you know, I heard her in the crowd, she turns to me, and she goes, oh, he's actually pretty good. And so, you know, I just, Simple Man is kind of my thing. I like it a lot.
Excellent stuff. Kyle, this has been a fantastic show. But before we let you go, and I hate letting you go because we could probably talk for another hour. We always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way.
Oh, yeah, throw them.
All right. I'm going to have to change them up for you because what do you think ladies appreciate more, a football player or the rock star? Since you kind of have both going for you.
You know, I can't say I struggle in that department, but you know, both things definitely play a part. You know, the football player card, you know, can sometimes get you in the door, and then the music part, it's, you know, it melts them, it just melts them. And so it's good to have as many cards in your deck as possible. You know, that's kind of my goal.
Excellent. Yeah. And then female celebrities, you can take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat. Who would you take?
Oh God. Scarlett Johansson.
There you go.
Yeah, she's my type of woman. My type of woman. Yeah, she's full body, beautiful blonde. You know, she's you know, not picky. I'll take blonde and brunette. But you know, she's my kind of woman. I love to take her out to coffee sometime. So Scarlett, you're listening. You're out there. You know, we'll be in touch.
Excellent. When we tweet this, we'll put her in the tweet.
Beautiful, yeah.
And then the final question for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He paints cleats. Mm-hmm. If you could have any of your shoes painted and themed out when you're wearing them, what would you themed on?
Definitely some kind of a mossy oak, no camo. I'd go with camo, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yep.
Your teammate there giving you some love?
Oh, yeah. My fellow right tackle today, you know, we're killing out there. But yeah, mossy oak for sure.
And then one more.
Yep.
You and Pat Eflon are working out.
Yep.
Have you had any conversation about that fourth down play in the Michigan game?
We have. You know, we've gone back and forth. We haven't come to a solid agreement yet. You know, it was kind of a bold call, but you know, we'll leave that up to the spectators and the fans. But you know, we got that first down. So, but you know, it happens. You know, stuff happens. So.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Kyle Kalis, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. With that said, we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Hey, appreciate it.
Excellent stuff.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.